But now, happy to be joined on the call by the head coach at Campbell, Mike Minner. Good afternoon, Coach Minner.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. A tough loss for your team at North Carolina. You knew you had your hands full going into that one, even at the end of the first quarter. But just give me your opinion on the game and what you're able to take away from it.
Well, the whole thing was, Rob, is one at the end of the first quarter to be in the game, because they put up points really, really fast, and they was averaging almost 40 points a game versus FBS opponents. So I wasn't going in there with the wrong mindset. We knew that it was going to be tough for our defense to, hold up. And the thing what we try to focus on was effort and attitude, because what happens is that when you in a ball game like that, it's very difficult to keep your attitude right. Because we all competitors, and even though you outman, no man goes on the field and really thinks that, right? So once reality starts setting in that, okay, these guys are just better than you, then your attitude can change, and you can kind of like see, people deer in the headlight looks. And we didn't do that. We fought the whole game. It was a physical game that we played. We made them go to things that they wasn't planning on going to. And I thought that was really, really good for us offensively and defensively to make these guys make some adjustments that I'm guaranteeing that when they came into the game, they wasn't thinking about they was gonna have to make those type of adjustments. So that was really good to see. And that's what we got out of it. It was great. A great atmosphere. It was the biggest game we've ever played in from here. And so our kids got an opportunity to compete at that level. But it also shows you, why they call them Power Fives and why they call us FCS.
Questions this afternoon from Todd Gibson. Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, Mike, good afternoon. Would you like to see games like this every year, one game like this every year, say against NC State or Duke or UNC, that the local guys, and how important would that be for your program?
Oh man, that's huge. I told Coach when we were sitting at the talking before the game, I just told him thank you. I thank their AD because it's such a big moment for programs like us, and plus it helps our program with financially. All those things, and I hope that the fans don't get upset about Carolina playing people like us, FCS programs late in the season. They needed it. They coming off a two-game losing streak. What better way to try to get yourself back together than playing a game, not a bye week, because a bye week can get your mind set again to come out and play well after you done lost two games. You need to get out there and perform and see yourself doing it. And so I thought it fell perfectly for them. So I hope that these schools will continue to do that. Early on in the season, for them, probably not as good as it is in November. It's tough on us in November because you get people hurt, banged up. They're not as strong later in the season. And fortunately for us, man, we came out of that game pretty healthy, and so we're excited about this week.
Yeah, that's one of the questions I was going to ask you health-wise. Coach, to play a game like this, what kind of expectations did you have going into this game? And were you blowing smoke to your kids during the week? How did you approach coaching the kids up leading into the Carolina game?
One thing you know about me, or if you don't know, I'm never going to blow smoke to try to motivate people. It is what it is. I know what it is to be in the locker room, playing teams that you know you're going to beat. I know what's going to happen in those type games. I know that the other team who is an underdog, they're gonna make mistakes that they normally don't make. They're gonna try harder than they normally try, and that just creates chaos for your football team when you know, such an underdog against a team like that. So, man, I told my guys, look, that's why I told them, effort and attitude. Now, we can control that. We can't control the score. We can't control how much better they are than us. But what we can control is that effort and attitude. And the thing I told them, I said, now, when I walk off that field, Coach Brown better tell me that our guys is one of the hardest football teams he done played at this level. And that's what he told me. And so that was really the goal.
All right. Next question from Kevin Trustley. Go ahead, Kev.
Hey, Coach, just wanted to ask you about your team, the team you're playing this week, Delaware. You know, what are some things they do well that will make it particularly difficult for Campbell? But what are some things that you guys feel can be effective against the Blue Hens and give you guys a shot to knock them off?
You know, it's just a complete football team. I think they well coached. I think Coach does a great job of, you know, getting his offense in right positions to get his players the ball so they can, you know, make plays for his offense. I just really like how he attacked defenses with his scheme and his mindset on how he does it. That's really what I like about that football team. The defense, they work hard, they fly around, they try to create chaos with the eyes of the quarterback with that, you know, I call it a 3-2-3 stack type defense where you got the three high safeties. They try to throw you off with things of that nature. But man, I just like their football team. They sound, they solid. They play great special teams, great defense, great offense, and they stay within themselves. And when you do that, you can be successful playing football. And that's what they do well. I mean, you look at last week, you're looking at basically the same two type teams that it's a CAA team. That's when you think CAA, you think of that type of contest. Two hard-fought football teams, you know, coming at each other. So, man, I'm just excited to play them. Because it really would be our fourth opportunity to play in the CAA, those type of teams. And so we're looking forward to it. I think it's I don't know what they rank, but at the time it was going to be one of the highest ranked teams coming in. And, man, we excited about the opportunity to get on that football field and compete against them.
Yeah, they're ranked number 8 this week. What are some things that you guys do well, Coach? That you know, I know you guys have really thrown the ball well this year. Is that the key thing for you guys to have a chance to beat the Blue Hens on Saturday?
No, we got to run the football, man. If you can't run the football against teams like that, you're gonna have a long day. And you got to be able to run the football. When I say run the football, you're gonna have to get, you know, 175 plus. Anything other than that, it's going to be a long day for your offense, because now that defensive coordinator get to cut it loose, man, and bring all kind of blitzes and twists and turns against your offense and make it really, really difficult for you. So at the end of the day, you got to be able to run the football. Anybody in this day and age, I believe, can throw the football, man. You can get open space because it's just such the rules. You know, you can almost get a lineman 5 yards down the field and still throw the football. So I think the rules really helped offenses be able to throw the football. But hey, guess what? The rules don't help running the football. So you got to be physical. You got to move people out the way. And your running backs got to run hard. And so I think that's really what it's going to come down to is who is able to run the football on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
Mike, final home game, I believe, right, on Saturday?
Yes, that's right.
You'll be hugging a lot of players that have meant a lot to your program before the game. I imagine that's quite emotional. You've done this for a while. I imagine that's quite emotional to see those guys play their final home game. And it will be on Saturday, I imagine.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, they're your kids, man. They've been your kids in this case, some cases, you know, 6 years. You've seen them grow up, man, and you've seen them go from a young man who really didn't understand what life was all about and really didn't know what he wanted to do to a grown man now with a plan and a purpose for his life. And you was an integral piece of that. And so, you know, when you spend that much time with these young people, man, they become your son. And so to see them leave home, it's going to be tough. But, you know, we got to keep the main thing, and that's Delaware. And hopefully all the guys who, you know, get a chance to walk that field with their mom and dad and grandma and grandpas and people like that, you know, they cherish that moment and then reset to come out there and play a great football game.
Thanks, Mike. Always great talking with you, Coach. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for the time, as always, this afternoon. Look forward to talking again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.